fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here. On Friday, the 16th day of June, the appropriate tip today is to work on your physical fitness. If you are starting a physical fitness regimen, be sure and check with your healthcare professional first. It would be a really wise idea to do that, and just a smart thing to do. Okay. Continuing from the conversation last hour, there's a very inexpensive and great countermeasure to being tracked with your cell phone. Company, I don't sell these myself, maybe I should. Company is Mission Darkness. I say again, Mission Darkness. They make a line of bags that can be used to keep your cell phone from receiving or sending any signal, your laptop from doing the same thing. A lot of times when I leave the house and I'm not really expecting any calls, I'll just put my cell phone in there, and I'm not being tracked. If there is an emergency, I can always get the phone out and make a call if I need to. But it's just a big zero. And we've done some testing on these, by the way. When that cell phone is in that Mission Darkness bag, it is dead. It's not sending or receiving any signal whatsoever. Occasionally, when I have a meeting, when I want to have a confidential meeting with somebody, I will put my cell phone in there, and the person I'm meeting with, have them put their cell phone in there also, so we can have a meeting in confidence and know that nobody's listening. How about that? So that's a good thing to know that's available. All right. We have open lines this hour. The call number is 512-248-8252. Tucker Carlson did his fourth episode yesterday. I listened to it this morning. It's 13 minutes. Absolutely brilliant. A lot of time, I don't know how many hours, but it took a number of hours, and I don't know if he did this by himself, to put together his monologue. But it was a brilliant monologue. Started out with what Fox News did the other day when President Trump was being arraigned in the federal court. There was a a little a ticker running across the bottom of the screen. They had a name for it, which I haven't heard that name before. But for 27 seconds, it referred to Joe Biden as a dictator. It was pulled off. Well, that 27 seconds has caused a lot of turmoil for Fox. The producer who put that on there, a 10-year veteran of Fox News, highly respected within his career path among his peers. The women who run Fox News had him fired, basically, as a consequence. A lot of mainstream medias were going after Fox News for them running that 27-second banner at the bottom of the screen. And Tucker went on to explain how, in his opinion, the Biden administration has become a dictatorship. And he went into quite a bit of detail pointing out the different aspects of that. Well done. Very well done. And I encourage people to listen to that and learn from it. Well, the first day of summer is next week. It'll be Wednesday the 21st, the longest day of the year. It's the day start getting shorter beginning the 22nd, the regular cycle that we're used to. I talk a lot about people getting and becoming politically active. I'm not ready to give up yet. I haven't seen any Chinese parachutes coming out of the sky yet. When I do, well, I'm not going to encourage people to get elected to the school board, the city council, or get appointed to the library board, or whatever it might be. No, I'll be encouraging people to kill the Chinese invaders and protect the innocent lives. But that time hasn't arrived yet, and hopefully it never will. The evidence that Joe Biden has been compromised by the Communist Chinese is very clear and convincing. The bribes he's taken and the tens of millions of dollars, I've estimates from $30 to $50 million in bribes from not only the Communist Chinese, but Ukraine, Romania, other places. And of course, I haven't mentioned this for a while, but there's two Joe Bidens. Some people are astute enough to see other differences in the face of this man, of these men, plural. But the real easy thing to see is the earlobes. Real easy. When Professor McKinney first pointed out to me, it's been, what, a year or two ago? I was thinking to myself, damn, Jim, where's this coming from? Are you making this up? Now I started looking more carefully at these images, the Joe Biden images. He's videotaped almost every day of the week doing something. And yes, there are, in fact, two Joe Bidens. There's no doubt whatsoever. All you need to do is look with discernment at these two Joe Bidens. The real Joe Biden has a detached or a dangling earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. This is really easy to see. There's almost always close-ups of these men, of these two men. The fake Joe Biden delivered the State of the Union address, by the way. And I've noticed that the fake Joe Biden, when there's the wife is present or his son, that they don't get as close to the fake Joe Biden as they physically close as they do the real Joe Biden. They simply don't do that. Now, if I know that, and here I am, it's a 40-minute ride to the nearest red, yellow, and green traffic signal. It's a really remote area I live in, mostly hills and rocks and forests. If I know that, I'm pretty sure that Tucker Carlson knows it and others. Why aren't they revealing it? How come RFK isn't revealing it? That'd be pretty explosive, wouldn't it? We have our first caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, John. I wanted to comment about the two Joe Bidens. I've been kind of waiting for you to bring this subject up because I have a couple of interesting observations I've made. You remember the other day when he fell, he was at the Air Force
Academy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. There were some people that took some photographs of him, and they found some unusual things on his heels, on the heels that he, on his shoes. and they look like they're in the shape of a horseshoe, okay, and they're on the heels, and I believe they're platforms to make him taller. And now, why does this matter? Because if you remember back when he fell on the bicycle, it's been quite a while back, but he was out riding the bicycle and he fell, and they took pictures of it and everything. Well, when you look at his, when people have observed this because when you look at his legs and his that were exposed because he was wearing shorts that day when he fell, they are of a younger man. They are not the legs that you would find or expect from what is he, 80, something of that nature, 79, 80 years old.
I think he's he's 82 or 84 or something like that, 82, I think.
Yeah, 82, 84. But the thing is that the legs, you can clearly look at them and close up, and they are the legs of a younger man, you know? They're not that, you don't see any signs of aging in them. They're very fit, you know?
And right.
What makes it odd about this, and this is the conspiracy part of it, is evidently the guy who's falling is not the real Joe Biden. So why are they substituting a person to do these falls? Why are they having this guy fall like a bumbling buffoon? It's got to be...
I watched that video recently myself. There's something that some bicycles, not many, but some bicycles are equipped with, these toe clips that you slip your foot into that cover the whole end of your toe. And it looked to me like his foot got caught in the toe clip, which caused him to fall over when he was trying to get it loose. Instead, he fell over. And that could happen to anybody.
Yes, it could, but I don't think the thing, when you look at his legs close up, I think if you take a look at that, you might see that they look like they're from a younger man. I don't know. But I do believe that I looked at them, and they do look like a younger person. But the odd thing is that I don't think that the real Joe Biden is the one who's taking these falls. And I know this is weird, really bizarre, because it doesn't pan into our, we want to think that it's the real Joe Biden, the old Joe Biden that's falling, but
when it comes to shoes, I've inspected elevator shoes, and the elevation part is above the sole. It's not below the sole. That's where the elevator part is.
Well,
for boots and shoes,
were.
Both.
I don't know what these were then. They were clearly horseshoe shaped, and they were large. And they didn't look like the normal type of soles. So maybe I'm wrong about this, but the shoes were odd looking, very odd.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on, but there's something going on with this, and there definitely is two. I definitely believe there's two Joe Biden.
No, he's got some. He has some foot issues, and that's been public record. And he has some foot issues that are attempting to correct with orthopedics. Anything else, Charlie?
No, sir. That's all. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. All right, our next caller is Mark in Virginia. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. I missed a little bit of the comments that Mike was saying when I was calling in. However, when he proposed the question, you know, why would they even have a young man pretending to fall being the Joe Biden? Less than a week ago on the Clyde Lewis show, Ground Zero, his whole episode was about what is known as the concept of the third way, which is basically, instead of having like elected like officials and this and that, and I forget what the other extreme is, the third way is you basically are going to destroy all confidence in all government, blah, 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 and then once we go into a civil type disruption in our own government and our own society, then this allows for the whole like concept of like the UN troops and everything coming in. When Joe Biden, I guess, had this brain operation a long time ago, this was like, you know, possibly why he was selected to be the representative of this time period. And here's the other thing. Trump ain't perfect either. And so, and I believe Trump is in on all this as well. And I mean, he's not doing everything to fight everything that's going on. I mean, he just makes appearances and then, like, says some stuff, goes off and plays golf or whatever. He's in on all this, too. And so the thing is, it's to destroy the whole confidence in the whole system so that they can come along with the third way, which is basically being infiltrated by an outside source saying, look, you guys can't handle your business. We're going to handle it for you. We're coming in and to save the day. And it ain't going to be happy for everybody, but, you know, that's just the plan. It's called the third way. If people want to look it up, that's the concept, and that's why even they're going to have the fake Joe Biden even fall down, because they got to say, look, he's corrupt, Kamala, whatever, all these on both sides. Every Republican is in on this that's in office. I'm telling you, every single one of them, and if you don't doubt it, then you're exactly the fools that they need to run the country and to have control over your lives.
Mark, then you agree with me that if John Moore out here in the woods and forests of the Ozarks knows there's two Joe Bidens, then everybody in Washington knows also.
Well, you're exactly right. And here's the other thing. Alex Jones was saying the other day, who was it, Senator Grassley or something, I think? I can't remember. Was like, made some recent announcements or some hearings, or wants to do an investigation on, like, these children that are coming in from Mexico and slave labor, like, operations, like for Cheerios and stuff like that. And he's like, look, you guys should know this. Why are you calling for an investigation? He's like, you're just doing lip service to pretend that you're going to do something about it, but you're all in on it. And so the thing is like, everybody at the state level, I mean, maybe you got some local people in counties here and there that are good, but if they've been in for more than one term, no, they're corrupt. They have to be. There's no way. I don't think I watched the whole movie, but like when Mr. Smith goes to Washington or something like that, who was that?
Right.
Like
Jimmy Stewart, classic.
Yeah.
Film.
So right. So he wouldn't be allowed to talk and be accepted until he took the oath, I guess, of like Congress or Senate or something like that. Right. Do you remember?
Well, everybody takes an oath. All congressmen take an oath, right?
Well, here's the thing. Exactly. And so I believe, because like you even acknowledge, too, that it's a spiritual battle, I believe that this oath that they are going to take, even if you go there with the best intentions, this oath that you are going to take, probably even at your own consciousness not even knowing, you're submitting your soul over to evil forces. And you will get corrupted even by doing such. And so the thing is like all these people, they can go there with the best intentions, but when you probably take this oath, there's probably like some words in Latin or something like that that are transposed into English and this and that. And there's hidden spells inside this stuff. And that's how these people start down the road to where they're going to be all for all the stuff. They're in on it. So, I mean, can I prove that? No. But there's a lot of people that call in, and they're like, we need, I think it's like maybe Dave from New York or something like that. Oh, we need proof of this and that, blah, blah, blah. No, we don't need proof. If your gut tells you, if you've been red-pilled and your gut tells you, you don't need proof. I mean, I know we're trying to wake up, or not me really so much because I gave up on humanity. I know you try to wake up people and be like, oh, I need to see the light. If they haven't seen the light from, you know, what's going on recently, and I hearken back to when Alex Jones put out...
You want to hear the oath here, Mark? I think our time's for the break.
No, no, that's fine, but I'm just saying,
well,
when Alex Jones put out
we'll
Endgame,
till the break,
it was
go
the
ahead,
most popular...
Mark,
yeah, it was, when Alex Jones put out Endgame, and it was on the internet, it was the most popular ever. It had the biggest hits. That information has been out for so long, people either looked at it, and they took it with a grain of salt, and they considered it, or people wholeheartedly rejected it. I don't have any like feelings for the people that totally turned a blind eye to it. That the information's been out there long enough, people should know. And if they don't know, they get what they deserve, unfortunately.
Mark, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The Father's Day sale is in effect right now until midnight, the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. You can place your order at my website using PayPal or call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. We're going to cross an interesting website. It's oaths.com, oaths.us. Oaths.us. And they have the copy of the U.S. Constitution there, the Presidential Oath of Office, the military oaths of enlistment and oaths of office, is different for enlisted men and officers, law enforcement oaths, Hippocratic, and the Nuremberg Code. And here's the oath for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. Here we go. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter, so help me God. It's good. I think it's great. And No, I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. And let's get to our next call here. It looks like Tim in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, John. Like a change of subject, since it's open line, I caught the last few minutes of Tom Berryhill there. Somebody called in about cell phone towers.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Oh, yeah. My chiropractor, I was in there, and she said she has got some for her office that mitigates the effects of a cell phone tower. And we talked about it, and she told me what it was. And I went online, and I actually got one for myself. The website is called Blue Shield, B-L-U, shield.com.
Uh-huh.
But on the link, there's a link there on the products that says, if you aren't sure which one you need, you go to Antenna Search website. And when you click on that link, put your address in, it tells you all the cell phone towers that are within 3 miles of you, who owns them. And I'm in an area way more secluded than you. I've been to your area, and there are 7 towers within 3 miles of me. And I just thought it might be interesting for people to find that out. I said, if you link on the products and read down there, you can click on that antenna search website. Are you familiar with that device or the website?
I'm not familiar with it. No, it's interesting. I'll be checking it out.
Mm. Okay. Well, I purchased the unit that is suitable for my home. And I got to tell you, she said she noticed, but the first thing I noticed when I plugged it in about 2 minutes, I started to get lightheaded, and that lasted for 15, 20 minutes or so. I think it's so your body gets gets used to it or whatever, but something is definitely happening. And I, if you look on what the effects are, there are a lot of snake oil salesmen out there. I get that. This does not block the, because it actually mitigates the effects of all the EMF-producing devices in your home. It doesn't block them, but it mitigates the effect. And so the technology is on there. I was curious what Tom Berryhill would see because it's very technical information on that website. I would really like to know his account of it, but I've had good experience with it. And that's all.
All right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate that. Thank you for the call. Call number 512-248-8252. My chiropractor does a lot of work regarding protecting him and his family from the effects of electromagnetic radiation. My remote area, the nearest cell phone tower is 5 miles by land. It may be 3 miles line of sight as a crow flies, as they say. I've heard that there's going to be another cell phone tower put up about 2.5 miles from me by road, which would be probably less than 2 miles as a crow flies. One thing I do every evening before I go to bed is I turn off the Wi-Fi. I don't know how much that helps, but it certainly can't hurt. Don't need that Wi-Fi signal in the house while everybody's asleep. Don't need it. You can go to the extent of having all your wires put in metal conduit and other things that can be done. I don't know about this Blue Shield matter, if it's real or not. It seems to be, according to what Tim told us. I would look at the engineering behind it and check with a real engineer like Tom Berryhill as to what he thought about it, how it might mitigate the harmful effects of electromagnetic radiation. So there's a lot here. It's not really not. I am a ham radio operator, but I'm no electronic engineer, and most electricians wouldn't know this either. They may be a great electrician for doing installs, but it's a pretty limited, narrow area of expertise to understand these matters. So certainly worth looking into. I know people, and you might know people also, that can sense and feel the Wi-Fi. If they walk into a structure where Wi-Fi is present, they can feel it instantly. They have kind of a tingling sensation when they go into a room or a structure that has Wi-Fi going on. I'm not one of those people. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman. Bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Before Monday morning, my webmaster will have posted at my website about 10 or more new real estate listings in Crawford County. Beautiful parcels would be a great place for a large family. Some of these homes are quite large. The real estate itself, of course, would be beautiful, and you need to check those out. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. That will be the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. All the details about that event are right there at my website. You can register, get your tickets right there at my website. If you'd like to own a log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, a beautiful one-room log cabin, or a 6,000-square-foot log lodge, such as you see featured in the TV series Yellowstone, the guys I work with can put that together for you. They'll work with your architect, your contractor, to get the kit built for you. That kit will be delivered to your job site, mostly between the Rocky Mountains and the Appalachians. It's delivery expense gets to be a bit excessive west of the Rockies or east of the Appalachians, but we'll do it. If you just can't help yourself, need to get this kit, we'll deliver it wherever you need. It's just a bit more expense to do that. The COVID section at my website, if you haven't checked it out, you need to. If you want to help people, you need to be educated yourself. Help parents to not get the vaccination for their children. That's where the action is right now, in my opinion. The educational material is right there in the COVID panel. Articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden is right there to educate yourself so you in turn can educate others. The Father's Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now. That would be until midnight the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't ask about the sale. My order takers won't have a clue what you're talking about. That's 800-592-9543. That bumper, that clip you heard was Mark Wahlberg. He played the part of Carroll Shelby in the film Ford versus Ferrari, one of my favorite films. It's kind of a docudrama about the life of Carroll Shelby, who was a race car driver in the 1950s. He went into building race cars in the 1960s, which he continued almost until his death, quite frankly. It's very personal for me. As a teenager, I thought in my very mature teenage brain that I wanted to be a professional race car driver. I read everything I could read. I wasn't reading my assignments in high school, at least not like I should have, unfortunately. I was reading sports car magazines, every word of every magazine. I had this passion for British sports cars. So when I was the summer between my junior and senior year, I bought my first automobile, which was a Triumph TR3. I don't know. My parents didn't talk about it in front of me, but I'm sure they were glad that Johnny, their son, 18-year-old Johnny, bought a car that he could not get a girl pregnant in, a very small automobile. And what they didn't know is, it was Matt Damon. It was not Mark Wahlberg. It was Matt Damon who played Carroll Shelby. I got corrected here, Matt Damon. What they didn't know, thank goodness, was that only a few years before, that automobile was the 10th fastest production car on the planet. Luckily, I didn't know that because they probably would have not let me buy it. So that was good. It was 18 and a half miles one way from where my home was to Herculaneum High School. My parents bought a home in a school district that did not have a high school, so they paid tuition for the youngsters in my school district to go to the Herculaneum School District. And it varied. The roads varied from two-lane country blacktops that were with no straights at all. That was about the first half mile or so. Then a two-lane state highway, then back to a two-lane county road, which was pretty curvy. Ended up the last 8 or 10 miles on a four-lane undivided U.S. highway, Highway 67. And that was my training course, was to drive those roads. And I drove them. And I was reading in these magazines how to shift these cars, heel and toe shifting, to get the maximum speed going through these curves and coming out of the curves more or less safely. The automobile did not come from the factory with seat belts. There was somebody installed aftermarket seat belts in it. Thank goodness that helped save me later on in that adventure. needed a lot of work, and I didn't know a thing about cars. I'd never changed a spark plug on a car, let alone do any detailed work. But I bought a shop manual. My father was a plumber. He knew nothing about working on cars. He never worked on cars ever in his life. And I trained myself. My grandfather gave me a set of tools, and I had the shop manual, that was what I did. I learned to work on that car, redo the electrical system, rebuilt the carburetors down to the smallest, tiniest little gasket, which some of those gaskets were really tiny, about the size of an eraser on a pencil. And other things I did, too. I repaired the brakes, redid the brakes. I took the gas tank out and repaired the gas tank. And I drove that car. That was my passion. And I drove that car hard. And I learned a lot. I didn't know that only a few years later I would be training as a private detective and doing pursuit driving on the streets of St. Louis and around Metro St. Louis in Southern Illinois. And so those driving skills came in handy. They also came in handy in Vietnam. I was driving Jeeps. And we had the threat of Viet Cong snipers, and I drove hard. We had about a 10 or 12 mile run between Can Tho and Binh Tui Airfield, which we only drove in the daytime, by the way. But we all knew that you drove as fast as you could to make a less of a target for the Viet Cong to try to hit you. So I drove fast. Those Jeeps weren't meant to go as fast as we drove them. Speedometer went to 60 miles an hour, but we went past the 60, up to probably 70 miles an hour in a vehicle that really wasn't safe to do that, but we did it anyway because it was safer to go fast than to go slow. So that's why I play that clip with Matt Damon, just as a reminder to myself as to part of what made me who I am. And for all of you, I know that all of you, many of you are interested in who John Moore is and what made him to become what he became. And that's a big part of it. I sold my last British sports car. It was a Jaguar XK150 fixed head coupe. The fall of, when was it? The fall of 1972, I guess it was. No, it was later than that. It was probably around 74, about 1974, 75, I sold that. And I went without a British sports car until the fall of 2019 when I bought my Triumph TR6. Beautiful car, been a lot of fun, and I thoroughly enjoy it. That's one of my passions in life. My Kawasaki Nomad will be sold soon. I'm preparing it for sale. I have a lot more fun driving the Triumph than I do the motorcycle, so it'll be put on the market soon. I'll get more details once it's at the location and up for sale. You know, maybe working on that today. I bought my first motorcycle in 1968, a little Honda CB160, this Kawasaki I've had for about 12 years. It's been a lot of fun owning it and riding it around. Another passion, but that's where that is. The powers that be don't want us to own automobiles. They simply don't. They don't want us to have that freedom of mobility. They simply don't. In much of the world, it's an upper middle class status symbol to own any automobile at all. Once you leave the United States, you find that out really quickly, except for Canada. Automobile ownership is pretty common. But you get to the Far East, you'll find that very few people own automobiles compared to the general population. At least that was my experience in Vietnam, where automobile ownership was a very rare thing. Men and women had bicycles and motorcycles. That's what they had for or they had nothing at all, and they would pay a small amount of money to ride in these little buses that they had there, which looked dangerous to me, but that's what they did. Little three-wheel buses, basically a motorcycle made into a tricycle with a little passenger compartment covered with a little canvas cover, where maybe six or eight people could sit back there and pay a small amount of money to be transported around town. But that's the third world. The same thing was in the Philippines. A lot more cars in the Philippines, I noticed, and what they call jeepneys. The American military left behind thousands of jeeps, which the Filipinos modified to become larger vehicles to carry larger loads and more people. And I still have jeepneys there. They're very colorful, by the way. Very colorful, very decorated and painted in bright colors. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the powers that be don't want us to have private transportation. They really don't. That's what these 15-minute cities are all about. You can walk to whatever you need. And the big cities were built a century ago. That's really the way they were back then. Public transportation was abundant and cheap. And I know that growing up in St. Louis in the 1950s, the remnants of that were still pretty much in force, where every neighborhood had a hardware store, every neighborhood had a pharmacy, every neighborhood had a grocery store, some kind of all-purpose convenience store that sold a little bit of everything. That was pretty much every neighborhood in St. Louis, and I'm sure most American cities. And you could walk there and walk home. You didn't need transportation. No more than a 4 to 5 block walk. One block being 1/10 of a mile, by the way. A standard city block is 1/10 of a mile. And that's the way American cities were. They are no longer, for the most part. There probably are exceptions. But now everything's spread out, and the cities have become something else. The major cities have become dangerous, dirty places. The bigger ones, mostly run by Democrats, that they have. Look what happened to Detroit, a big, beautiful city at one time that's become holy hell. Chicago, pretty much the same thing. Metropolitan Chicago, the city of Chicago itself. What a hellhole. Who would want to live there? That's what happens when you are asleep at the wheel and you don't take an interest in local politics. Communists saw this and they took advantage of it. Don't let that happen to your community. All these elected positions are very important. City council, school boards, the administrative supervising board for the local library, whatever that configuration is for you, where you live, all the county elected officials. St. Louis City and county both have been thoroughly compromised by the Democrats. The St. Louis County is doing a little bit better because they have a much larger tax base to keep things going. But just one example, the St. Louis County Police Department has one man, or maybe a woman, but one position whose their only job of this person is to recruit mentally ill people who are homosexual to become St. Louis County police officers. That's from my friend, Command Sergeant Major Page, by the way. I need to catch up with Command Sergeant Major Page. Since Ferguson, he's gone very quiet and living his life, and I don't know if he's ready to go public again with his knowledge, which is extensive, about the culture war and things related to the International Commerce Conspiracy. My friend Command Sergeant Major Page spent a year of his life in sub-Saharan Africa documenting what the Chinese communists are doing in Africa, building roads, bridges, dams, electric power generating plants, water treatment plants, water sewage treatment plants, airports, hospitals. They're building an entire infrastructure in Africa, preparing it for colonization by the Chinese. is what they're doing. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay. It looks like we may have a bit early. My friend Marie Lasseter. Marie Lasseter is the coroner of Texas County, Missouri, the largest county of Missouri, only 300 square miles smaller than the whole state of Rhode Island, by the way. And Marie, are you with us?
Yes, I am, John. How
okay.
are you?
Okay, wonderful, my dear. We have a break. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Our new Friday guest, Marie Lasseter, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She's the author of three books. The first one is Nature Has the Cure, available at Amazon, a great book. It's listed at when it comes to plants at 2046, ranked number 2046 in plants, which is a fairly high rating considering the millions of books available. There's more than 3 million books available at Kindle. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
Well, my dear, you've been listening to my show and to Doug Hagman for how long?
Way over 10 years.
Okay, all right. I think I would like to refer to you as a scientist. Would that be an accurate description for a one-word description?
Yes, and I have a master's degree in scientists as a master's degree of science in nursing, and right now I'm completing a second master's in toxicology.
All right. Your job as a coroner can literally be a matter of life and death for people that could be charged with homicide. One of your jobs is to help determine the cause of death, isn't it?
Yes, that's my primary job, is to determine cause and manner of death. And of course, and you know this with your background as a homicide detective, I pretty much go into every death ruling homicide out and work backwards from there. And one of the tools that's very helpful to me in my job is toxicology. That tells me a lot, which is why I'm furthering my education in that area. And my jurisdiction also includes the state prison here in Lakey and South Central Correctional Center. And those cases can get a little bit intricate.
Oh, I bet. I bet. I found in my career as a homicide detective that toxicology was playing a greater and greater role in the work I did. In our private conversation a week ago, I found out that we share a common interest in removing sodium fluoride from not only drinking water, but toothpaste and any other way human beings could ingest it. I gave testimony before the St. Charles County Commission. Oh, that would have been the late 90s, unsuccessfully, to try to keep them from putting sodium fluoride in drinking water. But unlike myself, you had success when it came to Houston, Missouri, didn't you, my dear?
Yes, I did, and I've been adamantly opposed to fluoride for many, many years, and all of my books on native plants, they all have a chapter on fluoride in there, just because it's so important. And so I started a campaign when I moved here to Missouri in 2003, because...
Hold on, Marie. We got a break. We'll be back after the break.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.